But I was going to St. Louis and Boston with a mission as well, as well as to get a critical mass and share like minds and to test the camera. I had a mission of how to measure the metabolism of the human brain. And the concept I had developed conceptually was, if we could continuously breathe radioactive oxygen, that will allow us to give us an image of the brains, where the brain is metabolizing oxygen. That to me would seem very important, because we all know how important oxygen metabolism is to the brain. It's fundamental. And if we could see where the brain was consuming oxygen, that surely must be used for clinical research too. So my mission was to go to St. Louis, where they had done brain metabolism work, but invasively by injecting radioactivity into the carotid artery, to share with them my ideas of how to do this non-invasively. The concept of the steady state is that the cyclotron is constantly making radioactive oxygen, molecular oxygen, and you're giving it as we take oxygen through a face mask, as if you're breathing normal oxygen rather than injecting it. And if you constantly breathe it, because it's a two-minute half-life, it'll reach eventual equilibrium after three or four half-lives, 8 or 9 minutes, you'll get a steady state in the tissues. What comes in goes out, arriving, metabolism and decay. So it's frozen. And basically what you're then looking at when you're imaging is where the brain is converting oxygen into water, is metabolizing the oxygen into water. So you're looking at water and metabolism. It's the exhaust product of oxygen consumption. But you're measuring it in a steady state, which means even though you've got cameras which may be inefficient, you can build up the image over a period of minutes to give you good topographic distribution. And that was the attraction. A, was it non-invasive, and it was a natural route. And so that was the starting point.